Today on the Interlochen Collection, we take a dive into music about water. From the beautiful Blue Danube, to the Moldau, to the waterfront docks of Hoboken, New Jersey, we'll hear performances of water music from Interlochen students here between the lakes. That's coming your way on the Interlochen Collection, music from the archives of Interlochen Center for the Arts. I'm Amanda Sewell. Stay with us. The geography of many cities depends on water. Harbors, shorelines, canals, and rivers all define a city's boundaries and contribute to its identity. The city of Vienna, for example, is inextricably linked to the Danube, which flows past the city on its way east to the Black Sea. In 1865, Johann Strauss the Younger, the Waltz King, was charged with composing a choral work to boost morale among the Viennese, who had recently been defeated by the Prussians. Strauss took his inspiration from a poem whose stanzas ended with the line, "By the Danube, the beautiful Blue Danube." The resident poet in that choral society that premiered the work, though, took it upon himself to add some lyrics that weren't exactly heartwarming. Wiener Seidsfroh. Oho, wieso? That is, Viennese people be happy. Oh, but why? So perhaps not surprisingly, the choral version of Strauss's waltz sank like a stone. But the next year, Strauss presented an instrumental version of the Blue Danube in Paris, causing an absolute sensation, which hasn't really abated much in over 150 years. Here's Robert Marcellus conducting the Interlochen Arts Academy Orchestra in a performance of Johann Strauss the Younger's Greatest Waltz. This is a performance that took place in September of 1979 in Korsen Auditorium.
Thank you.
Robert Marcellus leading the Interlaken Arts Academy Orchestra in September of 1979 in a performance of The Blue Danube, music of Johann Strauss the Younger. I'm Amanda Sewell. Thanks for joining me today on the Interlaken Collection, music from the archives of Interlaken Center for the Arts, as we dive into performances of music about water. Claude Debussy actually defined music as the expression of the movement of the waters, the play of curves described by changing breezes. And nowhere in Debussy's output is this definition more compellingly expressed than in his Reflets dans l'eau, or Reflections on the Water, for solo piano. The piece begins with the sound of a pebble tossed into a pond, followed by waves expanding outward, building to a climax, and then ebbing away. Here's a performance of this piece that took place on the waters of Green Lake in Interlaken in July of 1963. Pianist Henry Harris is here performing in Kresge. a performance in Kresge Auditorium by pianist and longtime National Music Camp faculty member Henry Harris, in a recital he gave for the Michigan Music Teachers Association. Music of Claude Debussy, Reflets dans l'eau, or Reflections on the Water. I'm Amanda Sewell. Thanks for joining me today on the Interlochen Collection, music from the archives of Interlochen Center for the Arts. And on this episode dedicated to music about water, it's worth noting that Interlochen literally means between lakes. The Odawa called these two lakes Wabakoness and Wabakoneta, and European settlers renamed them Green and Duck Lakes. Now we'll hear Bedřich Smetana's symphonic poem depicting the longest river in the Czech Republic. The piece's Czech title, Vltava, is better known to English-speaking audiences as the Moldau. We'll go to the Interlochen Bowl for this 1961 performance, overlooking Lake Wabakoness, or Green Lake if you prefer. Here's Joe Maddy conducting the National High School Symphony Orchestra in Smetana's tone poem, The Moldau. Thank you. Joe Matty conducting the National High School Symphony Orchestra in the summer of 1961 in Bedřich Smetana's The Moldau. It's worth noting that that performance was on the final concert of the season. The students we heard in that recording had already played Brahms' first symphony and, after The Moldau, would reset the stage to perform Les Préludes with their colleagues. I'm Amanda Sewell. Thanks for joining me today on the Interlaken Collection, music from the archives of Interlaken Center for the Arts. Louise Bonfa composed his song The Gentle Rain as part of the score to a now-forgotten 1966 movie of the same title. Bonfa was one of the leading musicians in Brazil in the latter half of the 20th century. The Gentle Rain is now a jazz standard, and it's been arranged and recorded countless times, including this performance we're about to hear from Interlaken's archives. This is an arrangement for guitar of Bonfa's The Gentle Rain with students from the Interlaken Arts Academy Guitar Studio in November of 2004. Thank you. students from the Interlaken Arts Academy Guitar Studio in November of 2004, performing in the Dendrinos Chapel and Recital Hall at Interlaken, The Gentle Rain, music of Luis Bonfa. This is the Interlaken Collection, music from the archives of Interlaken Center for the Arts. You can learn more about this episode and listen to past episodes online at interlakencollection.org. The last piece of water music on today's program comes from the 1954 film On the Waterfront, which is set in the dockyards of Hoboken, New Jersey, where a former boxer and longshoreman stands up to his corrupt union boss.
You should have taken care of me just a little bit so I wouldn't have to take them dives for the short-end money.
Well, I had some bets down for you. You saw some money.
You don't understand. I could have had class. I could have been a contender. I could have been somebody instead of a bum, which is what I am. Let's face it.
Leonard Bernstein's Oscar-nominated score intensifies the scenes of violence on the New Jersey docks with loud drumming and an alto saxophone part that's instructed to play with a dirty sound. It was Bernstein's first film score, and he was disappointed with the process, to say the least. As he later wrote, quote, "The composer sits by, protesting as he can, but ultimately accepting, be it with a heavy heart, the inevitable loss of a good part of the score. Everyone tries to comfort him. Oh, you can always use it in a suite. Cold comfort." Well, one can only hope that Leonard Bernstein's heart was made a little less heavy by the Oscar nomination he received for the film score and the enduring success of the resulting suite of music from the film. Here's the symphonic suite from On the Waterfront. Matthew Hazelwood conducts the Interlaken Arts Academy Orchestra in October of 1993. Matthew Hazelwood conducting the Interlochen Arts Academy Orchestra in October of 1993 in the Symphonic Suite from On the Waterfront, music of Leonard Bernstein. Thanks for joining us for this edition of the Interlochen Collection, music from the archives of Interlochen Center for the Arts. Listen to our past episodes anytime at interlochencollection.org. The archival recordings heard on this program are available thanks in part to the Association for Recorded Sound Collections Classical Music Preservation Grant, generous support from our listeners, and the Hamer D. and Phyllis C. Schaefer Foundation. Thanks to Michael Culler for audio engineering support. Christine Kiprianidis provided research assistance. I'm Amanda Sewell, your host and executive producer. This is Interlochen Public Radio.